The top story generating the most substantive discussion on Hacker News today is the FTC settlement with John Deere over right to repair. The Federal Trade Commission reached an agreement that will require John Deere to provide farmers and independent mechanics with access to the diagnostic tools, software, and documentation they need to repair their own equipment. This has been a years-long battle, and the settlement marks one of the more concrete regulatory wins the right to repair movement has seen at the federal level.
To put this in technical terms, the core problem was that modern John Deere equipment runs on a proprietary software ecosystem that the company deliberately locked down. The diagnostic software was called Service Advisor, and Deere maintained exclusive control over it. If your tractor threw an error code, you couldn't just plug in a third-party OBD reader like you can with a car. You had to call an authorized dealer, book a service appointment, and wait, sometimes days or weeks, regardless of how simple the underlying fix was. For a farmer with crop timing windows measured in hours, that's not an inconvenience. It's an economic catastrophe.
And the business model behind that lock-in was extremely intentional. Deere's parts and service revenue is enormously profitable, substantially more so than selling the equipment itself. By controlling the diagnostic layer, they controlled the entire aftermarket. Independent mechanics couldn't effectively compete because they couldn't diagnose the problem, and farmers couldn't self-service because the software wouldn't let them. From a regulatory standpoint, like this is where it gets interesting, because it sits at the intersection of copyright law, antitrust, and consumer protection.
This is actually a good moment to walk through how antitrust law frames cases like this, because Deere's situation illustrates the nuance really well. The Sherman Antitrust Act, passed in 1890, is the foundational statute. It prohibits monopolization and attempts to monopolize any part of trade or commerce. But here's the part that surprises people. Having a very large market share is not, by itself, illegal. You can have 80% of a market and be entirely legal. What the law actually targets is using your market position to engage in exclusionary conduct, behavior designed to harm competition rather than to actually produce better products or lower prices. Think of it like owning the only bridge into a city. Owning the bridge isn't illegal. Charging tolls isn't illegal. But charging tolls that no competing business could ever survive is where antitrust scrutiny kicks in. Deere had roughly 53% of the large agricultural equipment market in North America, and their control over the repair software layer allowed them to extend that market power into the aftermarket service sector in ways that went well beyond just making good tractors.
The FTC used its Section 5 authority, which covers unfair methods of competition, rather than pursuing a full Sherman Act monopolization case. That's a meaningful tactical choice. Section 5 enforcement can proceed faster and with a lower evidentiary burden than antitrust litigation in federal court, which can run for a decade. The settlement reportedly includes commitments around software access, documentation sharing, and third-party diagnostic tool compatibility, though the exact terms are still being parsed by legal analysts.
The HN comments had an interesting split on this. Some folks with farming backgrounds were genuinely emotional about it. There were stories about $400,000 machines sitting idle because of software locks on $50 sensor replacements. Others in the tech community noted that the precedent here extends well beyond agriculture. If the FTC can successfully require diagnostic software access for farm equipment, it builds the regulatory muscle memory to go after similar setups in other hardware categories, industrial equipment, medical devices, even consumer electronics. Apple's repair program battles are the most visible consumer example, but the industrial and medical sectors have far more severe versions of this problem.
From an economic policy perspective, I think what's underappreciated here is the competitive dynamics for independent repair shops and rural communities. Rural America has been losing small businesses steadily for decades. The lockout of independent mechanics from servicing modern farm equipment accelerated that. If you can't fix a modern tractor, your repair shop loses its most lucrative business segment. The FTC settlement, if it holds and if enforcement is meaningful, could actually support small business viability in agricultural communities in a concrete way.
One caveat the HN community raised is enforcement. Regulatory settlements with tech-adjacent companies have a mixed track record on actually changing behavior. Deere could comply with the letter of the agreement while making the software technically accessible but practically unusable. Poor documentation, opaque error codes, licensing terms that are technically permissible but economically prohibitive. The real test will be whether independent mechanics can actually fix a combine harvester 3 years from now without an authorized dealer.